Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, it's a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous day. We just thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule. You know, we always have an inspirational moment, and the things we want to address today. You know, so many things are happening nowadays in the world, in our lives, on the job, personal life, our kids. I mean, just everything on one hand or another, okay? But, you know, we need to always remember, you know, the scripture I love to say is, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. That's John 14:1. You know, we have to just walk things out. You know, I always say this famous phrase that God put in my spirit when I was going through a major situation, you know, when I lost my job and I went from six figures to zero in one day, okay? And he just told me, do not be troubled. Whatever you go through, you know, it always will work out. And, you know, that's the scripture of Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Now, I know because I've been there. I'll be transparent. When you're going through something, you kind of say, oh, Lord, wait a minute, what's up now? You know, but we have to make sure our relationship with him, we need to realize we don't understand everything, and I'm glad we don't, okay? We need to always realize we need him in our life and everything we go through. It's actually building us, building our faith, building our relationship closer with him. So we always have to give him the honor and the glory because he is the one that actually is getting us from day to day. It's not us. It's nothing we're doing. It's because of the love that Jesus has given us, that God brought Jesus, that he can, all of our sins are taken care of, the sins that we've done in the past, the things that we're doing right now, and the things we're going to do in the future. So we thank God for that. And, you know, today we're actually going to talk about just amazing topic. You know, people say, okay, male, you know, we have a male and female on earth, right? And when we conceive and when we conceive and have a child, now does that make you an automatic parent? Some people say yes, but the things you do, the way you groom your kids, the way you give them their foundation, and the things that they do, because, you know, I remember growing up that I did everything my mom and dad did, okay? It was like a thing. But, you know, we need to realize that, yes, they give us our foundation. And the things that we go through, I mean, I heard so many scholars say things that we learn as a childhood, be it good or bad, and depending on the perspective of what you think is bad and good. When you get to school, you learn some new things from the people that you're around. When we get in our secondary college or trade school, when we go out into the market, the corporate America, we learn different things from the people that we're around. But, you know, a lot of times we have to go back and relearn things. We have to re-educate ourselves of the things we've been through in life. If it's not a good situation, we have to actually really have a relationship with God that we actually can go beyond those things. You know, God will do it. He will help you. You know, as the scripture says, you know, our ashes that we'll have, he actually will make you that you don't even have a stink on you that you've been through the fire. And that's what we're going to address today. You know, by conceiving, does that automatically make you a beloved parent? And we're going to talk specifically with this young man, international author, is here with us today, Darrell Freeman. He's going to dive in and tell us more about the Father's love. And we're just going to, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sutter, but we're going to get him in here quick so we can get all this valuable information that he's going to give us. And Darrell, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Darren. Welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Oh, great. It's just so excited for you to be here. We want to dive in pretty quickly because you have so many wonderful things that God has put in your heart for you to do while you're here on earth, your purpose in life. So we're going to dive in pretty quickly. But tell the audience, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, my name is Darrell Freeman, Jr. I'm from Crowley, Louisiana. I currently stay in Lake Charles, Louisiana, you know. I have a son, which his name is Darrell III. I'm a published author. I'm a Christian. I'm a father, you know. I'm a leader, and I'm just just someone who's just want to make a difference in other people's lives and show people that no matter where you're from or no matter what your situation, you can do better for yourself and you can help inspire other people.
Wow, that's powerful. That's amazing that you're, you know, a lot of people, unfortunate or fortunate, however you want to look at it, don't want to be a leader and they don't want people to follow after them. So I commend you, kudos to you, that you actually have taken that mantle, as they say, to actually be able to help other people.
Right. You know, it's a powerful gift. You know, it's very nurturing and inspiring to reach out and help others, but also to know you can make a difference and to know that your life is not yours. You know, I mean, we're here to motivate and help each other. You know, we're here to help each other grow and just live out God's will. So you just have to know that this is not your life. Your life is here to be an inspiration, to show others right from wrong and just be leaders in our community and also in our home.
Yeah, that's powerful. Now, I have to say this. Now you're from Louisiana, so you know how to make that real good gumbo, right?
Yes, we do.
Amen. Oh, hey, I may need to be heading out that way, but anyway, but we're going to get back. I just really want to dive into this, well, one of your powerful pieces that you have, the powerful, oh my God. When I read the book, I was, we talked a little bit beforehand, I was kind of emotional. Then I was really, you know, like, God, look at God's power, what God can do, even when we think a situation is not so nice. We're going to dive right into your book, The Dreadful Day, The Day My Whole Life Changed. Let's talk about that.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and say, you know, I was emotional when I wrote the book myself. I mean, what inspired me to write the book is on my way to work, you know, and I was taking the city bus, you know, so I'm on my way to work, and they had this this older lady with her two kids, and her son had asked her for $1 so he can get him a soda. So she gave him $1, and he was running off, and she said, wait, you got to She said, let me give you another $1 so you can get your sister a soda, too. She said, that's your sister. You know, y'all always got to look out for each other, you know. Y'all sisters, y'all brothers and sisters, you know, y'all got to look out for each other. Y'all got to be there for each other. And that kind of just made me smile. And it also kind of made me think of what would happen if the situation was vice versa, you know, and you have a family where they didn't really look out for each other, you know. So that kind of made me want to create a story about a family that has two different fathers, you know, two kids by two different fathers, and neither one of them is with the mother, and you know, how would the mother react to them not being around? Would she mistreat her children, or would she still love her children? So that's what kind of made me come up with a story like that, but also there has so much going on in the media and the world today where there's always talking about deadbeat dads and how men don't stand up and take responsibility for themselves. And I also wanted to write a story about a man that, you know, that does take responsibility for himself, you know, and for his kids. So I wanted to come up with a story like that. And as I was writing the story, I started getting emotional because, I mean, when I was 16, my first cousin was killed. You know, he was killed in our town's worst, our town's brutalest murder in history. I mean, it was very tragic, and I witnessed that at a young age. And you know, although it's not his parents' fault what happened, but you know, they didn't show him the type of love he was looking for, and his mother ended up remarrying someone else, and the man she married didn't really get along with him. So they would always go at it, you know, and instead, you know, in my opinion, this is only my opinion, instead of her pulling her husband to the side and telling them, look, this is my child, this is a package deal, you're going to be with me, you got to accept my child. And instead of her pulling her son to the side and telling him that this is the man I want to be with, you don't have to like him, but you respect him, you know. And then y'all do things together as a family. Y'all build up some kind of bond together. And then once you trust him good enough to where they can have a relationship themselves, they can build up a bond themselves, go do things together. But since that didn't happen, he felt that she chose her husband over him, and he ran away. He started running the streets, doing ungodly things. We're going to just leave it at that. And he ended up getting himself killed, you know, and it really broke our heart, you know. I mean, that happened at an early age. I was 16, you know. And it was just sad that our great-great-grandmother had to bury her great-great-grandson, you know. So that kind of inspired me like the story. So after you read the book, I actually have A Dreadful Day, the real story, where I tell you the real situation with what happened with the family and things like that, you know. I thought it would be important to write that story because, you know, it's two different situations. And it was, you know, two different missed opportunities for these families to, you know, to come together as a family and love each other. So I just felt it was my duty to write a story like that, you know, because that's going on around us every day, and a lot of us don't talk about situations like that.
Yeah, that is very powerful what you're talking about. I was truly blessed that my dad was in the house, and I know how vast that foundation he established, that I know what a man, you know, and I know people say what a man's supposed to do, not, but I know how a man carries himself, how he, you know, how my dad was, I mean, that's how I'm so, you know, I think do well with money, managing money, because I used to see how my parents used to manage money. So a lot of things that we go through and we see as a child, you know, it continues on, you know. And, you know, a lot of situations we have to, as the old saying said, we have to be the whole village to be that mentor, to be, like you were saying earlier, to be that person that they can see, that they can say, oh, I can do, and no offense to the you know, to the sports arena, but I can do something else besides being in the sporting industry. I can actually be what, the president of the United States. I can be whatever I put my mind to. And I learned that as a child. So I understand what you're saying. With so much going on, you kind of, you know, it's difficult, but I commend you, I mean, to tackling this awesome topic. And then you have a son yourself as well, right?
Yes, ma'am. You know, I mean, that's my baby, Daryl Freeman III. You know,
and that's amazing. That's a whole other thing of going to the third, you know, because you want to carry that name on. So that is very powerful to actually even consider that, you and your wife. So that is very, that's a whole other level of dedication that you actually have to continue that name throughout the generations.
Right, right. And, you know, once my father found out that I was going to name him after us, I mean, he just lit up so bright, you know what I mean? It kind of brought us a little bit closer together, because, I mean, as a child, we didn't always get along. Me, my dad, or my mother, we didn't really get along. I mean, I was kind of stubborn a little bit, and, you know, we didn't really start getting along until I was like 18, 19. Once I was grown up and I kind of realized some of the things they were saying, telling me, and, you know, always making us cut grass, work around the house, and do this and do that. It was showing us responsibility. And, you know, once I realized that, we started getting along so much better. And now we're closer than we've ever been. I talk to my parents every other day, you know. I mean, and we just a
wow,
real close family.
Wow, that's powerful. I commend you for that. That is very powerful to keep that family foundation, because, you know, that is very important. That's what we're one thing we really truly need to work on nowadays is getting that family connection back, because a lot of powerful things happen. I mean, when the saying said, when the family stay together, you know, pray. When you pray, you actually stay together, you change. You can change everything by a family being together, especially when they're praying. So I commend you for that. Well, that is a powerful, oh, my God. Well, let me ask you this, because it's a lot of people that's, you know, that's listening, that's viewing us, that actually, if they're in a situation that's similar to what you're saying that happened in your case, in your family, any advice, any things that they can do to kind of motivate themselves, anything that they can just in order to have like a mentor, any suggestions of people that they can maybe look up to or any suggestion where they can get some inspiration, you know, just to continue forward?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, with anything, the first thing you got to always do is trust and believe in God, you know. You trust and believe that everything is going to work out for the best, you know. And, you know, you just never lose hope. You continue to pray and you continue to believe, you know. But, you know, but other than that, you know, you work on your communication, your bond with each other. You know, you make sure you talk to your child or talk to your parents or talk to whoever, you know, because communication is the key, you know. Sometimes when you can't talk to someone, then they feel that you're not going to understand, you know. I mean, you don't always have to agree with everything they're talking about or agree with everything they do, but you can voice your opinion. And, you know, you don't always have to be negative. You just kind of talk to them in a way to where they'll understand, you know. When you communicate with each other, that's going to open the door, you know. Whether they might not seem like they're listening, but in the back of their mind, they hear you. And as long as they know that they can count on you or they can come to you when they have something, that's going to help break the barrier of communication, you know. A lot of times, you know, we get so upset and so angry with each other because we know that they can do better or they should be living better, to where, you know, we let our anger and our emotions stop us from understanding what's really going on. Sometimes they're really looking for that push, that motivation, and by us always being negative or not trying to communicate with each other, you know, we miss that, you know. And of course, if they feel they can't trust you or they feel that you don't understand what's going on, they're going to go get advice from others or they're going to try to get it from somewhere else, and it just might not be the right positive thing. So you should always pray, trust, and believe, and always seek, you know, seek the Lord's guidance, you know. Talk to your pastor or anyone in your community that can give you a helping hand. I mean, it's not always about buying things or doing things. Sometimes a kind word will help.
Well, that is very powerful. You're right, because a lot of times we're so busy in the things that we're doing, just smiling, it actually brings joy to someone's life because you never know what they're actually going through. And we have to always keep that positive sense because anything, you know, I say this all the time, anything positive that comes in, it releases all these hormones in our body. If it's positive, your blood pressure go down, the stress level go down, you do positive things. And the same thing happens when it's negative. But we need to remember and always remember, you hit right on it, Darryl. You actually said that greater is coming, that things are coming better. You have to realize that it's a process. And all of us went through, Jesus went through a process. Everybody would go through a process. And we need to keep that in mind, that things will get better. You just got to hang in there and don't give up. You know, I always say,
don't stop.
Get it. You know, that's very important. But we're going to take a quick break. And, you know, just so happens, you know, God is just so amazing. The song we actually go to play is always my favorite. It's Greater Is Coming. We know her. We know this famous young lady, Miss Jacqueline Carr. We're going to enjoy that for a minute. And we'll be right back. And Darryl Freeman is going to expand a little bit more. He's going to tell us more about the things that's going on in his life. And you guys, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. And we'll be right back.
I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me. Preparing me. refreshing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
I hear that song. It's just so powerful. It just, whoo, it just makes you feel. I actually, if you get a chance, check it out on YouTube. Her, it's just, she's so anointed. Oh, my God.
Yes,
it just makes you just feel better about the situations you're going through. We all need to motivate and inspire people. And you guys, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We're talking to a powerful international author, Daryl Freeman Jr. He's bringing it to us, letting us know that a father's love, it's just, you can't even explain it. I mean, how special our fathers are to us. And, of course, mom's there, too. But, you know, it's just the books that he's written, it just really brings out the essence and the passion that is in his family and in his own, what he just shared with us, the love between his father and also his child. But we're going to dive a little bit more because he's doing a little awesome things. Tell us a little bit about the other things that God has put on your heart that you're doing in your life.
Okay. Well, I also write poetry, so I write a lot of inspirational poems. I'm working on my own foundation, which is called the Jamal James Joseph Foundation. That's actually my cousin that was killed, you know, that I talked about earlier. It's actually my cousin, you know. It's a little foundation. He used to love to do art and music. So once I get everything established and up and running, you know, I'll try to give a little scholarship to those who are interested in music and art, you know, just to help them with their schooling and stuff like that once they get to college and things like that. I'm trying to have my own restaurant, you know. I want to create, like, great, elegant food, you know, just in a nice, comfortable atmosphere and just, you know, help provide jobs in our community and just pretty much do whatever I can to make a difference.
I love restaurants. Well, that is powerful. Oh, my God. Mm. And we believe and we're praying with you that will come to pass, everything that the desires that God has put in your heart. But you holding back. You ain't told us everything.
No. Yo, I'm also creating my own website. You know, I'm working on my own website. It's not finished. It's not up and running right now, but working on my own website where I have my own games that I'm developing for my website, where you can just do different things, play different games, and also you can get inspirational quotes and poetry and just, you know, just things to inspire you, uplift you, and just all kind of information and as far as parenting, about relationship advice, you know, how to get out of domestic violence relationship, and just different things. It's just so much that God has put on my heart that I'm trying to do. But you know, you have to take everything one step at a time, and you know, you just can't have your foot in too many areas. You know, right now you work on something, and as you plant that seed, you know, that seed starts to grow, and then you start doing other things. But right now the main focus is to, you know, is to be a vessel for the Lord and just do what I can with my books and just reach out to the youth and just show them that, you know, there are opportunities out there other than running the streets and other than just sports and music. You know, they have so many different mm-hmm. opportunities where you can stay in school, you can be a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, pretty much whatever you want to be, you know. And just show them to not give up and not let your environment and your circumstances stop you from being a better person and just stop you from having the things that the Lord wants you to have in life.
Oh, Lord, that is powerful. Well, tell us how we can contact you, how we can support you, how we can support you on social media, of course, how we can actually purchase your book and anything we need to do to support you. Of course, here at Good Deeds, we'll do that. But give everybody your information so we can be in touch with you.
Okay. I appreciate all the support I can get, you know what I mean? You can pick up copies of my books at Amazon.com. createspace.com. You can go to barnesandnoble.com, booksamillion.com, or you can look for me on Facebook at Daryl Freeman Jr. You know, my profile picture is a picture of me with my little New Orleans Saints jacket. You know, I love the Saints. You know, and you can request my friendship, and you know, you can inbox me if you would like an autographed copy of my book. And, you know, you inbox me for an autographed copy, I'll send you a special gift.
Oh, wow. That's powerful. Amen. We just thank you so much for taking time out to be here with us on Good Deeds.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I mean, like I said, you know, you can look me up. You know, I write books. I write beautiful poetry and, you know, just I don't just talk about love. I talk about everything. I talk about I got poems called Lord Carry Me Through and He's Blessed Me. I mean, I talk about credit. I talk about me losing my job. I talk about the recession. I talk about racism. I cover everything, whatever comes to heart, my heart, whatever is on my heart, that's what I try to express in my writing, in my poetry, and in my stories. I just want to make sure that things are real. You'll be entertained, but it's real, and you have a lot of knowledge and information.
Oh, wow. Well, we will be connecting with you again. But, you know, thank you again for being here with us on Good Deeds. And, you know, everybody, the time goes by so quickly. But, of course, you know how to contact us. You know, we're on social media networks, Good Deeds Radio and Television Show, and our website is gooddeedslive.com. And thank you so much, Daryl Freeman Jr., for being here with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Amen, amen. And you guys, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Be blessed.
Yes, be blessed, everyone.